your voice in the community. The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
Well, I'm back and the program is Music Time, Country Flavour. Now, we have something quite unusual happening now because we're going to cross over to Andrew Rennie. And Andrew is in America at the Kennedy Space Centre and he's going to tell us all about it. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Jeanette. Good to make contact with you.
It is. You sound like you're actually in outer space at the moment.
I'm actually at the Kennedy Space Centre and at the moment several kilometres from the actual launch site. And I can see the space shuttle and the lights are shining on it because it is the middle of the night here. In fact, it's a quarter to 11 and it's going to be launched at 6:21 tomorrow morning here. That'll be at 8:21 p.m. today in Melbourne.
That's very exciting, Andrew. It must be the realisation of many dreams to be there actually and seeing it in the flesh.
Oh, it absolutely is. And today I was able to go out right beside the vehicle, only a couple of about 300 metres away from it, and it was absolutely a magnificent sight. And they had a cover over it, it's called a service structure, and they pulled that back and rotated it round, exposing the shuttle. And we could see that it was the Shuttle Discovery. It's a white facing us. The side away from us was black. We couldn't see that side. It's on a mounted on a big orange tank with two white solid rocket boosters beside it. And because the Kennedy Space Center is in a wildlife center, there were birds and eagles and things flying around it and so on. Now, at the moment, the countdown clock here is showing 4 hours, 11 minutes and 27, 26, 25 seconds to the liftoff. However, that's not an accurate count to how long it will be before it lifts off because they have several built-in holds where they hold the countdown in order to give time to fix its problems. At the moment, though, the latest we had a few moments ago was that they're chasing no problems and they are expecting an on-time launch. The weather does appear to be fine. Outside, it's a nice, warm evening, and there may be a bit of fog in the morning. I came here this morning and drove through a fair amount of fog, which made it quite picturesque, actually, looking at the huge vehicle assembly building is through the fog. But at the moment, things are going well.
Are there many spectators there, Andrew?
Surprisingly, I thought the area around it would be pretty much packed out. But remember that it is the early evening. It's not going off until 6:21 in the morning. So I guess the locals will be tuning out later on. But surprising number, a large number of people said, well, I can see it from my place, but I don't really watch it. In terms of news media, there aren't many people here, a few hundred. Many people from Japan, because there is a Japanese astronaut going up.
Right.
She's a 39-year-old, and she's married with one child, and she's going up there to do experiments in the Japanese Kibo module. Many people don't realise that the International Space Station has quite a large number of modules from different countries, Europe and Japan and United States and Russia. And she's going up there to do experiments in the Japanese module. Yesterday, I spoke to two of the scientists that have their experiments going up in today and tomorrow morning's space shuttle, or tonight for you and Melbourne. And I'll be bringing that recording back to Melbourne and playing it in the space show in a future program.
How many astronauts will be going in the launch?
There will be seven.
Yes.
There's Alan Poindexter. He's the United States Navy captain. And this will be his second space flight. And he's aged 48 and has married with two children. There's Rick Mastracchio. And he's a veteran of two space flights, having been up on STS-106 and STS-118. The acronym STS stands for Space Transportation System. And he's aged 50. Stephanie Wilson, she's been up twice already before. She's aged 43, has a bachelor's degree from Harvard University and a master's degree from the University of Texas. And also Clay Anderson, he's had one space flight already, and so this will be his second. He's aged 51 and is married with two children. And he spent 152 days on the International Space Station in 2007. Jim Dutton is the pilot of the shuttle. The commander is in charge and does the real flying, and Jim Dutton is the co-pilot. You'd really call it, but they call it pilot here. And he's married to 4 sons, and this is his first space flight.
Right.
Dottie Metcalf-Lindenberger, she is making her first space flight as well. She's been training since 2004, and she's aged 34, and she's married with one child. And then the Japanese is Naoko Yamazaki, and she's from the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, which is equivalent to NASA in Japan. It's called JAXA, J-A-X-A. And she's been training since 1999.
Goodness.
So you wait for her. She's aged 39 and is married with one child.
And the weather conditions, what are they like, Andrew?
The conditions here are beautiful. The weather's fine. I've been looking at the weather maps, and there's a clear sky over most of the eastern United States. There appears to be a little light, thin cloud coming in off the Atlantic Ocean, and the main danger to the launch at this stage does seem to be maybe there'll be fog in the morning. I haven't heard today's update from Kathy Winters, but I spoke to Kathy yesterday, and she was expecting the weather would be quite good today.
Right, and so you will be broadcasting on air on Southern FM tonight at around about 8 or just after.
Yes, it had to be a bit after 8 because I was interviewing an astronaut, and that interview has been rescheduled to 8 o'clock, and that means that I'll be able to join you at around about a quarter past for the live commentary of the launch.
Well, it's very, very exciting, Andrew, and I thank you very much indeed for calling in and giving us the opportunity to let you speak to our listeners, and I can only imagine the excitement that you're feeling yourself. So enjoy every minute of it, and thank you for speaking to us today.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Have a good time while you're there, Andrew, and take lots of photos.
Oh, I've been doing that.
I'm sure. Bye for now.
Okay,
bye. Well, there we go. We're back on air and going with music now, and that was very exciting speaking to Andrew in America at the Kennedy Space Shuttle, awaiting with bated breath the launch that's happening in just so many hours. I think he said 4 hours, 11 minutes and 25 seconds. Our time here at Southern FM in Australia, 10 minutes to 1 o'clock.